Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
I'm Roxy, and I have an unapologetic approach to everything I do.
Y yo soy Ruby, a traditional woman with a modern perspective on life.
We're going to be talking about social media, hot topics, pop culture,
relationships, politics, sports, and everything in between.
Buckle up. Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. Prepare for takeoff. 3, 2, 1.
So your favorite girls are back up in the mix. Roxy and
Ruby. Oh my God, I'm under the weather, girl.
No, you're not.
Estoy enferma. México no me quiere.
México lindo y no querido porque you got sick.
I got sick. I got the stomach flu, the gripa, todo. Vomité todo lo que comí.
Oh, so you survived Mexico and I survived Miami.
How was Miami?
You know what? Miami was amazing. Miami, it was more of a business trip. I went out there to Hispanicize and me tocó presentar at the Tecla Awards. And it was a Miami trip where I didn't go to the ocean. I went on IE Ocean Drive, but I didn't go to lay out in a bikini. I wasn't able to really get any shopping in. It was just... Who goes to Miami and doesn't go shopping or see the beach?
Did you bring the bikini?
I took a fly ass bathing suit too. And it wasn't even a bikini, it was a one piece.
Okay.
But like,
como
you
un monokini.
It was beautiful. Like the material, everything. Like, literalmente, agarré ese bikini, esa calzoneta. Is that you guys say calzoneta?
No.
And calzoneta, we say calzoneta for bathing suit in El Salvador.
Oh, really?
What do you guys call bathing suits in Spanish in Mexico?
Bikini.
Oh, traje de baño?
Traje de baño.
Yeah, we say traje de baño or calzoneta. So it was beautiful, like a tan color, and I didn't get to rock it.
Oh, no.
So I need to go do a trip to Miami just to lay out and come back like negra.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't.
But I kind of like those strictly business trips too, you know, vas a lo que vas, and yeah, that's true. It.
How was the weather though?
The weather was great, but the humidity and me don't really mix, right?
Yeah, Miami, yeah, and your hair gets
my
frizzy.
Hair. I just feel like it makes my pores look bigger. Like I'm just like, pero la gente de allá se acostumbra.
Yeah,
they're like, oh my God, you know, humidity makes you younger.
Eso es lo que he escuchado. That's what I've heard, you know, that it helps your skin.
But I will tell you that I drank like 17 Cuban coffees, the little cortaditos.
Oh, my God.
I stayed
so good
at a condo in like close to Little Havana. And the first night that I got there, it was like 9:30 at night. And my friends are like, what are you doing? Like, that area you're staying at is dangerous. And I'm like, it is?
It's not.
So guess what? My ass went to go walk down the street and I found my first Cuban coffee. And it wasn't dangerous. I was like,
no, it's not.
I don't know. Yeah. They're like, it's the LA in you. You just have a natural thug.
Exactly. They need to come here.
pero Ruby. What's up, girl? ¿Qué anda pasando en la farándula?
Well, comadre, first of all, Janet Jackson. You know, she was, se estaba ya vistiendo como musulmana y todo. Like, she was going serious with this dude. And I didn't know.
Yeah, her husband, right?
Yeah. He's way richer than her. He's way wealthier.
Oh, yeah. Este hombre, they say, I think he has an estimated net worth of $1 billion. I'm not sure if his family is involved in the petroleum industry or the metal industry.
I don't know, but they are, you know.
I can encontrarnos unos así. Just kidding.
But
no, I mean, listen, una de mis tías, and this is, I don't want to, you know, generalize or stereotype tampoco, but that, I mean, when you grow up in the United States as a liberal and, you know, like, I for example, you and I, we're liberal compared to the women from, like, Saudi Arabia or those places.
Yeah.
Pero I could imagine that it was maybe Janet, I felt like she was doing it to please him at the beginning. Pero I wonder what made them break up. It definitely wasn't money issues.
Of course not.
Or maybe it could have been.
I mean, you know, and you would think, like, oh, my God, because she, how old was she when she got pregnant? Like, 50-something, right?
Yeah, I think Janet is, like, 50 One
or older?
I don't know, but we're, we have know. To Google
she
that right
fantastic.
Now.
She looks fantastic. But you know, and speaking of that, you know what? Like when I went to Mexico, Roxy, I felt the el clash cultural muy grueso because...
What do you, como?
Yeah, because all of my friends are married and they're, like, their conversation changes and their priority change. And it's just like, oh my God, you're like 29 and you don't have any... Like, you're just like un bicho, you know? You're like a weirdo there. And
what's
like,
a bicho? A bug? Isn't a bicho a bug?
Yeah, you're just like a bug, like a bad bug, you know? Like, oh my God, who's this girl? You know? It's just so weird. And my family is... I fell for the first time, Roxy, in how many years I've lived here? 14 years.
Yeah.
That I, like, didn't fit. It was
my
crazy.
God.
Like, I could never go back and live there.
Would you want to?
No, I wouldn't. But it's just so different. People think different. I mean, yeah. I love my culture. And here, I embrace Mexican culture so much, you know, more than people that live there. And I listen to mariachi and la banda, and I speak Spanish, and I represent my culture as best as I can. But, you know, I can't live there. And mm-hmm. I'm not that anymore, you know?
Yeah. As crazy as that sounds, I mean, and you know what? That's just what it is. I mean, you live here in los Estados Unidos, and I mean, and that's kind of, you know, it's kind of crazy how even when I travel places, como Miami, in Miami hay mucho Latino, Venezolano, Cubano, Puertorriqueño, and Dominicano, and it's a different type of Latino because yeah. in LA we're used to a lot of Mexicans and Central yeah. Americans, and I love it because I feel like in Central America somos como más caribeños. So when I hear salsa and when I hear like bachata, I'm like, oh my God, I'm home, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I'm like, I'm ready to go back home. People are like, would you ever want to live anywhere else?
No.
And I'm like, I love California because it's diverse. The weather's on point. But we're creatures of habit. We get used to where we get used to.
That is true.
You know? And yeah. when we get on that plane, sometimes we're like, I am ready to go home.
Yes.
But if we grew up in Miami, we wouldn't say that about LA. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, there would be like nothing like home.
Yeah.
If you're from Miami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Pero no nada más eso. It's not only the weather and how people... It's just the way of thinking, you know? Like, women are different here.
Oh, yeah, girl. We're way past our due date when it comes to kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you know? I love being here.
I feel you.
Yeah, so good thing for Janet Jackson. I mean, if they were not happy, okay, it's okay that they're, you know, splitting up. But, okay, Cero Iván Tres. It's her third marriage.
Yeah, so, her third marriage. ¿Cómo se llama? Este hombre se llama Wissam Almana. He's worth an estimated $1 billion, and she's worth an estimated $175 million, right?
Yes.
They just had their baby in January. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering how that prenuptial agreement looks. ¿Te imaginas?
I mean, she doesn't need money, and he doesn't, so.
I wonder now, but who, whatever. Entre ellos dos, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Entre ellos dos. But you know what? I was talking to somebody the other day that works for the court system, and they were saying that 60% of prenuptial agreement files, they just toss them. So sometimes signing a prenuptial agreement, depending on your lawyer, right? If you have a bomb lawyer that's going to fight for you, I'm sure it'll work and it'll kick in. But a lot of times the court systems, they're so busy with family law and all these other cases that they just toss prenuptial agreements to the side. Somebody that works in the court system told me that.
What?
Yeah.
So it doesn't even work?
That's what this person told me, that sometimes they just toss them to the side.
What?
I'm like, you could do that. You could just toss it to the side the next time I get a speeding ticket. Just toss it to the side so I don't get another point on my DMV record. You know, I got so many points one time on my DMV record that they suspended my license. It's because, girl, you know how it is when you're younger, you're a speed racer. I used to have like the sports car, y a mí se me ponía al lado, and they were like, room, room. And I took that as like a sign of racing. I thought I was on Fast and the Furious.
You were one of those.
My license got suspended, for reals. But now, as the mature, growing woman that I am,
exactly,
I'm slowing down.
Good.
On the freeway.
Qué bueno, comadre. Okay.
So, Scarlett Johansson. Esta Scarlett Johansson, she held back no punches, blasting Ivanka Trump as a coward.
Yeah, because she's submissive in public with her husband. Y después, cuando le cierran la puerta, me imagino que la de meter sus cachetadas
sus
a la
chingadasos.
So, but what do you think about that? Do you think we should be very kind of submissive with our husbands in public?
I mean, look. Submissive with our husbands or partner, right? I
whatever,
mean,
yeah.
I definitely don't agree with embarrassing your man in public, right? Because why be with the man that you're constantly going to embarrass or bring down? Like, I feel like that's the worst thing you could do to a man. Anthony, we're going to need your man expertise on this. Is, you know, I used to have my first boyfriend. Poor guy. I'm so glad he got remarried. And now I see why he didn't marry me. But my first boyfriend, when we broke up, he told me, you know, and I'm not proud of this. He told me, he's like, you, if you don't change, you're going to be single forever. And I'm like, why? He's like, you could de-ball a man so quick. And I was like, what do you mean? And it hit me. His words were strong. And he's like, you need to learn how to respect a man. And I was like, whoa. It was my first relationship. And you know, that first relationship, I was with him for 7 years. You learn a lot. You don't know what you're doing. You're just like in love and everything. But he's like, yeah, like so many times you just made me feel like so less of a man. It's, and in public, like, how would you feel, Anthony, if a woman was constantly putting you down in public? And wouldn't you be like, man, forget this girl?
Absolutely. That's one thing you never do in public when it comes to your man. If you have a disagreement with your man, wait till you get home away from family or friends or just the general public, and then, you know, and discuss it at that point. But when you belittle a man in out in the public,
that's a big no-no, right?
You don't do that. Yeah.
So you're with Ivanka on this.
Hey, listen. This is my thought about Ivanka, man. Like, I like Ivanka.
I like Ivanka.
Ivanka. Yeah. I like the way she carries herself. Just because her dad is a little wacko, you know what I mean? That's like, I mean, la gente siempre va a juzgar, no matter what.
Yeah.
Right? And you're always going to somewhat be like, well, you know what? Donald Trump is your dad, and you're somewhat of a reflection. They say, you know, like, children are a reflection of their parents.
Not always.
Not always, not right? Always. But I'm sure she has a little bit of Donald Trump in her.
Of course.
But I like Ivanka, and there's nothing wrong with respecting your man in public.
Yeah. I think the strongest comment that I've received from a man is like, you never, ever have given me a compliment.
What? Are you the kind of girl to compliment a man?
No. He just said that I've never complimented him. And I was like, oh my God. Like, in a
You're
year,
like, I haven't.
In a year and a half, he was just, and he's like this secure man, like with everything going. He's like,
so?
Yeah. And I never even said, like, he's just, your pants look good. Like, nothing. You never given me a compliment.
But did you do that intentionally?
No. It's just like, I realized that I don't know why I don't give compliments with men.
But you
that
like
I
to receive them.
Yeah. So what, do men like compliments all the time?
Yeah, we need reassurance as well. I mean, you know, especially if we're doing our, you know, making you feel good. You know, we're handling business. We want the same thing. You know, if I'm looking good one day, oh baby, you look so good.
In that voice.
Yeah, in that voice. Oh baby, you look so good.
It's just that I feel like they're gonna. I don't know. Como que, it's insecurity. Like they. I feel like I don't know. Maybe they're gonna be like, nah.
I just feel
I don't know. I need to, you know.
I feel like you get what you give, and you give what you get. Right? No. You get what you give. And if you like compliments and you like to be complimented, the other person is going to want it too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yo creo en hechos.
Actions.
Yeah, not words. Like, I'm just that type
pero,
of girl.
Pero that's you.
Yeah.
How do you know your partner? Okay, there's this book. If anybody's listening to this right now and they're like, oh my God, my relationship is falling apart. What do I do? This book literally has saved marriages, relationships. It's called The 5 Languages of Love. And it talks about how, can you look up the 5 languages of love? Just Google it. I'm going to read them to you right now. And it talks about how everybody has a different love language. So what you said is like happens in a lot of relationships. Your love language is actions.
Yeah.
Mine is too. There's 5 of them though. Like, I'm the kind of girl that loves when a man pays attention that my car is almost on empty. And he comes back and he's like, baby, I filled up your gas tank. I'm like, yes. Like, I don't need sushi. But you filled up my gas tank because I don't have to wake up in the morning and rush out the door and I'm like on empty, right? So the 5 languages of love are, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Words of affirmation.
Yeah. Cuando te
digan all the time. Like, oh my God, you're so beautiful, Ruby. Quality time.
I love quality time.
Receiving gifts.
I don't mind.
That's an actual love language. There's women and men that if they don't get gifts, they don't feel loved.
I love to give gifts. Like, it's just... sometimes I can't say the words, but I just express it through. So it's so interesting.
Like our shot glasses that you brought us from Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought us custom-made shot glasses from Mexico for the whole team. We got to take a picture of all of them lined up, okay, Erika? And then, okay, so receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
I love physical touch. I'm always
touching. No, hombre, esa tiene un poquito de todo.
Pero I lack words of affirmation. And receiving gifts, I don't mind if I don't. You know.
Yeah, if you don't get them.
Yeah.
No, but that, so the thing is, that book talks about, because I read it, right? And ladies, if your man doesn't like to read, just like leave it on the toilet. They'll pick it up like, what is my girl reading? So you could, your love language could be acts of service.
Yeah.
But you got to ask your partner like, hey, baby, what's your love language? Because yours could be acts of service, but his could be words of affirmation. And if you're not reaffirming him constantly, and most men, ladies, their love language is words of affirmation. Most men like to be told like how amazing they are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking out the trash, mi amor. Like that.
We just want to be appreciated for what we do for you.
They will eat out of your hand if you do.
Appreciation. We're like, you know what? The hell with this chick. I drop plenty of chicks like that. It's like she don't appreciate shit I do for her. I'm out.
No, but obviously I show it in a different way.
But you got to cater to their love language.
That is true.
You know,
and
it
you
has
know
to
what?
Be their love language, not yours.
I think it's because of my first relationships when I was young.
Well, get over that shit, bitch. That's the problem. So many people hold on to it. Like, oh my God, when, how long ago did that happen? 10 years ago? Why are you still holding on to it?
I don't. It's just, that's
you just
true.
Mentioned it.
Maybe that's why. I'm just trying to.
No, but I'm turning into a therapist.
I know.
Oh my God.
La psicóloga Roxy.
La psicóloga Roxy. $100,000 per session. Oh my gosh. Listen, getting away to Mexico and Miami did us good. Regresando, we're going to be talking to our girl. She's in the PR world, and she's a beautiful mommy of a cute little boy. And I've known her for a long time. We did Zumba together before, you know, she blew up. Our girl, PR Mari, is coming up next. It's Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What up, yo? This is Too Short, and you're listening to Risqué with Roxy and Big Titty Ruby on CBS's Play.it.
Y regresamos. Welcome back, guys, to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. Recuerden de que... share the good news with the whole world about our podcast. Every Wednesday, a brand new episode drops.
That's right, comadre. And when we have a very special guest, es Latina, es super exitosa. ¿Quién es, comadre?
Our girl, PR Mari.
Yes!
Hey, guys. Yes.
That's really not her name in person, but everybody knows her as PR Mari,
what's
right?
Your name? What's your name?
It's Mari. It's Maricela.
Maricela.
But nobody calls me Maricela. Everybody calls me Mari.
Only her mom when she's pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you're Mari, like a Maria.
No.
Maricela.
Yeah.
Maricela. I love that.
Oh, I like it.
No, it's true. Any Latina mom, right, when you're mad, calls you by your first mm-hmm. and last name.
Mm-hmm. My mom does not call me Mari. My mom calls me Maricela.
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
All the time, yeah.
Oh.
Mari was only made up for me in college because people didn't want to say Maricela. So my whole life I've been called Maricela. Or when they couldn't say that, they would say Marcela. And I was like, that's not how you say it.
You know, I'm the same way. When people, you know, my first name is Raquel. Even though everyone calls me Roxy, but when people are like, Rachel, when you're at the doctor, Rachel. I'm like, excuse me, where do you see a ch in a k? Like, it's a Q-U-E, right? There's no C-H. It irritates me. I'm like, did you go to school? Rachel and Raquel are very different.
I get mad when they say Ruby and not Ruby.
I know. She corrects people
it's
real
like
quick.
My baby. But here in the States, everybody calls you Ruby.
Yeah.
So I kind of have to get used to it. If my mom calls me Ruby, it's because she's mad.
Oh, yes. I could imagine. Every Latina, you know when a Latina mom is mad. So Mari, you're in the PR world, public relations, for people that don't know mm-hmm. what PR stands for. How did you, because, you know, we love bringing different guests onto our podcast that are in the industry, behind the scenes in the industry, Latinas, Latinos, Blacks, whatever you are, but really kind of getting your story out of you, right? So there's a lot of people that love entertainment, but are like, oh, I'm not like a really in front of the camera type of girl or guy, right? I would love to do like PR like Mari does, because what you do is you rep clients, right? So how long ago did you get into the PR world?
So I started doing it like 12 years ago. I was interning for a radio station, and I was the production person, voicing and doing all that stuff. And the guy actually ended up leaving. So like, it was like, it actually became like my real job, you know? And so I met like all these people like T-Pain and Neo, and like all these people like became my friends. And they're like, what do you want to do with your life? T-Pain specifically asked me like, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like,
isn't it amazing how sometimes when people ask us that, we don't have the answer?
True. Yeah.
And we live with ourselves every day.
And I was 20. I was graduating college early. And he's like, you can't sit in this room for the... He's like, that's not for you. So long story short, he was like, look it up, you know. And I was like, okay, maybe I want to be a publicist. I just said it. And he was like, cool. All right, so this is the name of the company. He came up with the name, which the name is Limelight Media.
No way.
And his slogan for it was, without the limelight, you'd be left out in the dark.
Ooh.
And then...
on the spot, he gave you your business idea?
And then he like recorded this drop. He's like, put up a website and then, you know, put this drop on there. And T-Pain was so hot at that moment. Like, he was like in love with the stripper and all that stuff.
Do you still talk to him?
It's funny because I now Live Nation is one of my clients, and he does a lot of shows, and I just saw him at the show, and he's like, where are my millions at? Because he's like, you are so successful now, like, you know, like, I should have been your partner, and, you know, but he's like, man, I'm so proud of myself, like, I encourage you to do this, and I'm like, you did, you actually
did. Dang, that's awesome. Crazy. I love stories like that.
Yeah. But I was doing so much free stuff for a really long time because I didn't know how to do or what to do. And so, I had a lot of clients, but they weren't really huge. I didn't know what I was doing. The internet wasn't that big back then where you could just Google anything. So I was always like at Barnes and Noble's reading books on public relations. I had no money. I was so broke. I was taking the bus everywhere. And my parents were like, what are you going to do with your life? They totally didn't support it. And then just little by little, like, I just like started doing different things for different people. I hung out with famous people. Yeah. And so by the grace of God, one of my like really, really best, like amazingly best friends, he is cousins with Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And of course, like, I'd always be like, ask Kanye if I can be like his publicist. And he'd be like, yeah, right. Kanye ended up dating this woman who's now Amber Rose, and that guy, my friend, was able to like get me in. He was like, okay, Kanye said you could do her PR. And I'm like, really? So like, I like literally, like, I did everything, like, you know, it was just me and her. Like, she didn't know what she was doing either. Like, she was just like, I just want to love this man. And then I was like, well, I want to do PR, so let me make you famous.
That's awesome. And, first client was Amber Rose.
Crazy. Yeah.
And then, man, like, we became super great friends, and like anything that she would do, like, I would just get it out on the blogs, and like, you know, like, she was just known as this like beautiful, amazing woman that was like with Kanye, you know?
Yeah, Amber's been blessed with amazing looks. Like, when we had her on the podcast, and she's like, I don't want to sound conceited or nothing, because she's the sweetest, you know?
She's so sweet.
I don't want to sound
amazing.
Conceited or nothing, but like, you know, from a young age, I was blessed with beauty. I was like, girl, own it. Yeah. Like, when you're drop dead gorgeous, you just are. And that's your blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, you know, we kind of did that. And then people kind of like just started noticing, like, oh, she's getting famous. Like, who's doing it? And then, you know, we just kind of ended up just like, you know, like, I don't know, just kind of going our different ways, because I really didn't know entirely exactly what I was doing as far as like PR.
Yeah. You were just
and
learning.
Then, yeah. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to go like intern at different places. And then when I went to go like try to intern, all these people were like, yeah, go get my coffee. And I'm like, I have my bachelor's degree. Like, what do you mean go get your coffee?
Yeah.
I know, like, I could bring all my friends are the writers, the bloggers, all the cool people. So I'm like, I'm just going to run with this on my own. And randomly.
Sometimes that's the best thing to do, right?
Yeah, but I had no money. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a car. It was tough. Okay?
For how long were you not making money as a publicist?
Maybe 5-6 years.
Oh my God. Dang.
Like I would get money here and there. Like nobody actually even knows this, but like I lived at my parents' house and the only way that they would let me live there was if I had a job. So I had a job from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. as a telemarketer. And then I would tell people, call me afternoon. And then I'd go and work as a publicist, like doing events or whatever. And then finally, Jay Irvick, who's this like amazing manager, he was managing Tyga. And he called me and he's like, I need a publicist for Tyga. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that, you know? And then I met Tyga and he was so, God, man, he was like, just like his like soul spoke to me. And I'm like, I'm going to help him. And like, I literally took him to like the next level.
You did.
And then, now I knew what I was doing. So then we were on tour with Tyga. And then there was this guy named DJ Mustard who just was like super talented. And then I was like, let me make you famous. You don't have to pay me. Let me make you famous. And
look at DJ Mustard. Look, yeah.
And then
that is the PR Mahdi effect.
That's and then amazing. The biggest one, I mean, obviously there's people in between, but then the biggest one was Jennifer Lopez wanted a DJ Mustard beat and nobody knew how to get to Mustard except through me because it was only like me and his attorney. And I was pregnant. I was like 9 months pregnant. I'm like, you know, in the studio. And she came in to work with Mustard and then I met Benny Medina and he's
her manager.
Incredible.
I need a Benny amazing? Medina in my yeah, life.
I know. He is just I am the putting most that out to the universe. Guy in the world. Like he was infatuated with me being pregnant. Like he's like, is the baby kicking? And Jennifer was the sweetest person in the world. And they're like, we're going to hire you as soon as you give birth. No lie. 2 weeks later, I was like, absolutely not. I just had a baby. And
how are you going to say no to working with Jennifer and her team?
Yeah. No, I couldn't. And then we put out the album, AKA, which was incredible for her. She did like this huge run and then did like this whole thing in the Bronx. Like she's very charitable and it was amazing. And that was now almost 4 years ago.
That you've So been Jennifer's been your client for 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Yeah. I'm so proud of you, Mahdi.
I love your story, you know, because everybody sees the result. Everybody sees who you rep and, oh my gosh, she's living, you know, this fabulous life.
Yeah.
But you didn't make money for 5-6 years, dude. Like, that's a great story, you know, perseverance.
And I wasn't I had to. I had like these little side hustles, like, man, the stuff that I would do is like crazy. And like, it's funny because like now when we hire interns, I'm like, you don't even have half the hustle that I had. Yep.
I agree with that. Oh my gosh. I think the biggest problem with interns nowadays is they want to get paid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when I started as an intern.
I didn't get paid for 6 years.
But the thing about it is when I was an intern, when I first started in radio, like I didn't even think about getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just
so,
to
do it.
I was so thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I'm going to get to learn from people that have been in the business for so long. Like that to me is my payment. It was knowledge. And I don't know if it's because my parents raised me like that, but I just, making money was not. I mean, I knew what somebody said it like when don't make money, like when you love what you do, the money will eventually follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Type of thing, you know? And I think that's probably what kept you going, Mahdi, knowing that one day, like I think in your mind, you kind of knew where you were going to end up.
Yeah.
You just didn't know how you were going to get there.
Yeah.
But you,
I just
every
didn't
morning,
give up.
You woke
but nobody
up.
Believed in me, by the way. Nobody. Like not even my parents. So it was like,
it's a
it
dream.
Was just,
it's just, yeah, you it was just see
me.
It. Yeah.
Honestly, the only person that really, really like really, really believed in me was my son's dad. And like, if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be here. Because
well, shout out to your son's dad, damn it. You know, because sometimes men don't get enough credit.
Yeah.
You know, like men easily get dogged. And, you know, I've been called a feminist. And I'm like, look, feminism really is believing in equality across the table. And that's not a bad thing. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't diss men ever because I love men. Right.
Yeah.
What would we do without them? Like we wouldn't. Neither of us would be here.
Right.
It took our mama and our daddy to create us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a product of an orgasm. I always say that. All of us
are. It was not a fake orgasm.
There was some type of explosion that happened and we were all created. Oh, no.
Like, okay, I'm going to tell you guys a story. Not a lot of people know this either. But when I was on tour with Tyga, we got shot at.
What?
On the
you
tour bus. No. This is, hell no, I would never be on tour. So, and I had just met my son's dad around that time and we would like travel to each other to see each other because he wasn't living in the state at the time. And like literally I had a baby, like the manager's baby in my lap, and for some reason I turned and I got on top of him, like to cover him from the bullets flying at us. And literally there was bullets flying at us like crazy. And when I got off, I was like, I hear you, God. This, I am not supposed to be doing this. I called my son's dad. He's like, come here. Do you want me to come get you? And I literally just went to his house and like cried for 3 weeks because I was like, I could have died, you know? And so, you know, literally like he gave me like the strength to like want to keep. He was like, no, you can't let this stop you. You got to keep going. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, is this what's going to happen? Like, I don't want to lose my life to being a publicist. What the heck, you know? And so he kept me going. And we were, man, he moved to L.A. We were broke together. We were so broke. Nobody knows
this.
No. But we're great friends. His love languages are way different than mine. That's why.
Oh, are you listening to the love language thing? You know what? Hey, that love language is no joke. Try it. Go Google it. The 5 love languages of love. But Mari, have you read that book?
Yes, we actually read it together. Yes.
And did you leave it on the toilet like I recommended?
Man, I told him, I was like, if you don't read this, we're breaking up.
You got 1 week, bro. 1 week to read this.
We did the tests and everything. You know, we tried. He's an amazing dad. He's an amazing. I think we get along way better now that we're not together than, you know, than we did when we were
as
together.
As a publicist, do you think relationships are harder in the entertainment industry? Like, can you have a partner for longer than 15 years?
Yeah. I mean, there was this one time, he's going to hate that I'm saying this, but there was this one time that we went to counseling and the counselor was like, you guys have to designate a day, blah, blah, blah. And so like,
date night.
We had this date set. I was ready to go. He's ready to go. And then I get a call like, Halle Berry wants to meet with you. And I'm like,
you're not going to say no to that?
Yes, I know.
But then because I told him there would be nothing in this world that I would cancel like our date night for. Not Jennifer, no, nobody. And like, I literally said, I was outside of the Dry Bar because I had just gotten my hair done and I got in my car and I literally cried and I prayed to God so that I could make the right decision. And I felt like I was steered in the way of, guys, this is fucking Halle Berry, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, keep it fucking real.
And then like her assistant was like, oh yeah, today at 6, the movie started at 6:10. So, and just wasn't going to work. And like, when I felt like when I prayed, like God was like, he has been there for you through everything. And we had our child at this time. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to cancel. And then, and I called this and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't make it. And then I called him and I was like, well, we're just, you know, I'm Halle wanted to meet with me. And, you know, it wasn't like he was like, no, don't do it. But it was just the principle, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the assistant finally called me back and she was like, oh, no, Halle can meet with you at 2. And I'm like, yeah. Like, so it just like worked out, you know,
it worked itself out.
It worked out. So but it was like literally like I was like tested for sure.
Sometimes we have to speak up. Because that has happened to me so many times. Mm-hmm. And I regret moments that, you know, my family lived together before. Because my brother got divorced. Tenía una mujer por... She grew up with us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I didn't know they were getting divorced. And those were, like, the last moments we had, like, everybody together. And I was canceling. I was never there. I would get there and they would call me. And I never took family as a priority. And that's what we do in the entertainment industry, I think.
We do. I mean, you know what? I feel like I'm pretty conscious when it comes to my family.
My family
fills my soul. Yeah. Like as much
like your
as
mom
I,
is like your best friend.
Yeah. Like as much as I love what I do and I love the people and I love, you know, it sucks sometimes, you know, and I think we've all had moments like that where you're like around A-listers and you're around all these people and then you go home or it might be those weekends where like your son is with his dad or something and you're like, oh my God, like I just came from that and I'm like, I feel lonely, you know?
Yeah.
And my family, for me, they fill my soul.
My son fills my soul.
Oh like, my God. I follow you on Facebook, Mari, and you make me want to get pregnant.
Everything makes
when
you want to get
you,
pregnant.
He is the most amazing, like, not just saying, but he's so amazing, that kid. Like, I just know that, like, if nobody in the world cares about me or loves me, he does. I am his everything. And he's my everything. Like, I can't even imagine having another child. Like, oh my God, like, I'm not going to love that child like I love this one.
Everybody says that when they're thinking about, like, having a second one.
Yeah.
Do you want to have more kids?
I definitely do. But you should have kids too. Let's get pregnant together.
Oh, wow. Is that a sign?
I need to find somebody to get pregnant with first. Let me get married and then, you know.
Yeah.
But dating in this, like, I feel like guys, like, oh my God, she reps J-Lo. Like,
oh, gosh.
It's like, who cares? J-Lo's not sleeping with you. Like, so.
But Madi, have you ever, when you are, you know, since you're not with the father of your son anymore, yeah, and you may be dating, are you cautious when it comes to that? Or have you ever lied? Because I would lie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, actually, I'm a secretary at a law firm.
Girl,
you know what I mean?
Fucking, oh, sorry.
Can I cuss? No, you can cuss.
I'm like, fucking Instagram, like, tells on you. So I have to go on private because, like, one time I did lie to a guy. I'm like, oh, I just worked for this marketing firm. And he was like, yeah, you own Limelight Media and you rep blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, fuck.
You researched me already.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I love that. Madi, I'm not even going to say where can they find you because it's so funny how Madi, the las ironías de la vida, right, is Madi, you're such a private person. And I love that about you because even though I'm like me, people are like, you're pretty private when it comes to your personal life. I respect that. I mean, it's like when certain things are sacred, they got to remain sacred, you know? Yeah, yeah. And I think that maybe working with A-listers makes you want to be even more private sometimes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would hate to be famous. Honestly, I would hate it.
Because you work with this so firsthand, huh?
Oh, my God. Like, people find with the internet and the way in phones, the way things are now, nothing is private.
Are you constantly putting out fires?
All day.
All day. Yeah. Especially with the client like J-Lo. You know what I'm saying? J-Lo, I love her. Everybody always talks about
her.
I
love her,
every
too.
Picture is, like,
no,
on
not,
point.
Not even her. French Montana. My God.
Oh, my God. He's what? Your client, too?
Yes.
He's gray, huh?
Love him.
Love you.
My son calls him Uncle French. He's like my other son. Yes, for sure.
Oh my gosh, Madi, we love you, girl.
Thank
and,
you so
much. Thank you for dropping such an inspirational story, you know, to everybody that has ever thought about getting into the PR world. And they're like, dang, Madi really didn't have the clear roadmap. Yeah. She created it herself. And I think that's the story of a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, people ask you, how did you do it? I just did it.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people don't know, like, I may have looked like I was making it, but I wasn't. And I think now that
you had to fake until you make it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, now that I actually do have it, I have the house, the cars, the whatever, you know? Now I can say it, but back then, I didn't have it.
I love it.
Yeah. That's amazing, girl.
Bueno, regresando, continúa la fiesta. We're going to be talking about men in their 20s and how they're very confident and cocky. And women could be insecure at that age. Or at what age? 30? Is it 30 or 20?
20s.
And the women could be very insecure in their 20s, but men in their 20s are very confident and cocky.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why there's a lot of cougars out there.
Y luego se voltea la tortilla.
Y pero que tenga queso la tortilla, okay? Regresando on Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, it's your girl Amber Rose, and you're listening to Two Bad Bitches, Roxy and Ruby on CBS's Play.it.
Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
Turn up.
Oh, yes. No, hombre, la cosa is getting better and better as the day goes on. I swear, our shows, we always have the bomb shows. Is that, Ruby?
Even when we're sick.
Welcome back, guys. It's Amber Rose presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. And it's so cool because we get to invite cool people onto our show, including our next guest, Moranzio. Did I say it right?
Moranzio
Vance, who's a writer, actor, and comedian, currently starring alongside Jorgito Lopez on Lopez on TV Land, fearlessly, hilariously new comedy that premiered March 29th.
Está nuevecita. So it just premiered.
Second season.
This is the second season.
Yes, it's the second season.
Okay, good.
And I love it, Vance, because you want me to call you Moranzio or by your last name?
Let's go with Moranzio.
Moranzio.
Let's do that first.
I know, because if I say Vance, it feels too very military.
Well, that and, you know, it sounds like, I don't know. Just
too military style.
Yeah.
Moranzio. Oh, no, that's... So, yeah,
you did it the wrong way.
I did it the wrong way.
Bam! So you're supposed to do it like that way. Okay.
No, but I was reading here that you play George's friend who gives him a hard dose of reality every now and then, and you bring him down to earth on the show.
I'm not impressed by him on the show.
And off the show?
I'm not impressed with him. No, I'm joking. No, he's a good guy. He's a good mentor. I'll give him that. He's a good mentor. So he gives good advice when he's in the mood to give advice. And I take it.
But you seem like that person, though, that you don't get impressed by people.
I don't like much of nothing.
Oh, really?
But nothing really excites me. I don't get it. Like, people, like, I'm from the South.
So, is that how people from the South are?
No, they're not. My friends are like, yo, you met so-and-so. I'd be like, yeah.
You're like, and?
So if this super
Nobody moves me. I don't know what it is. It's not a knock to anybody. You just don't move me. You do what I do. You just make more money than me.
So if this super hot girl just like gets naked in front of you, you're like, nah, it's not moving me.
I'm 40 years old. I'm good.
What do you, hold on. 40-year-old men don't get horny?
I got a PlayStation.
40-year-old men don't.
I don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to be pursuant.
You need to start taking your vitamins and eating, right?
I take every vitamin. Yoga, basketball, I tumble.
That is not a vitamin. That is an activity.
Well, activities boost your libido.
That's true.
My libido's boosted. I just don't use it.
Okay. Oh, no. So since nothing impresses you, what has ever impressed you?
The Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights.
I saw the Northern Lights Saturday night while I was in Alaska. I went to go do shows in Fairbanks, Alaska.
What the hell were you doing in Alaska?
White people got money. I go where the money go. I go where the money is. It was 15 degrees outside, but indoors it was warm, and that's where I was performing. If they said perform outside, it'd be a different story. Yeah. But I was in Alaska. I saw some moose, and I saw Northern Lights, and I saw some damn Eskimos. I never think I see an Eskimo.
What? You saw, you know what's crazy? I was watching this documentary on Netflix about Alaska.
Yeah.
And how old, like, it's crazy, Ruby, because everybody is so in their own world. And like some people that live in LA think like LA is all there is.
Yep.
Then you go to Miami and you're like, oh my God, it's a whole other world. And then you go to Chicago. But Alaska, girl, where you think nobody would live.
My best friend lives there.
It's beautiful.
What?
Yeah, my best friend lives here. He moved there from New York.
It's beautiful. He says it's Anchorage?
Yeah, Anchorage.
He ain't got an Anchorage, though.
Yeah, but I mean, he travels around. Yeah.
Because what does he do?
He's in theater.
Oh, okay.
So, he travels. But he's invited me because he's moving to LA. And he's like, I'll pay for everything.
You should go to Alaska for real, though. Go to Fairbanks. Don't go to Anchorage. It's too many people. It's like 300,000 people there, but it's not as evolved as you would think it is. It would be.
Oh, I want to go now.
This documentary was showing the way they hunt animals like nothing. They get these big old guns, and then these hunters out there
dress up like trees and hang out.
Yeah, they put the animal fur that they kill. They peel off the animal, they skin them, and they dress themselves up as
in PETA
fur.
There?
No.
Like.
No.
No.
PETA's not in Alaska at all. You seen The Reverend? The movie with...
Of course.
Oh, my God. The bears is up there. Those type of bears that mauled...
That was not a real bear.
That wasn't a real bear, but his cousin lives in Alaska. His cousin. Yes.
So we were talking off air about where you grew up.
Yes, and the fact he was drinking that god-awful Dasani water.
Why?
So why is Dasani a bad water to drink?
Because it had parasites in it. Plus, it's by Coca-Cola.
That's what's giving you parasites in your stomach, cabrona.
I'm always sick.
Coca-Cola is... What has Coca-Cola done? You'd be like, oh my God, I believe in Coca-Cola.
Oh my God, there go our chances of getting Coca-Cola.
I'm just saying. You don't want that. But look, at the end of the day, look, you can take...
I love Coca-Cola.
You do not.
Yes.
You love the opportunity for them to slice you a check. You don't eat, drink no damn Coca-Cola. You take a steak and put it in Coca-Cola for 3 days, come back, it's gone. You shouldn't use anything. You shouldn't drink anything to use to clean your car. I used to work at Pep Boys. We would use soda, Coca-Cola, to clean a battery off because it would eat the acid off the battery. Yes.
And I'm scared.
Hold on. Is that the only water you drink, Dasani?
No. I like...
What else you drink?
El Cuadradito. ¿Cómo se llama? Fiji.
Oh, Fiji.
I only drink Fiji.
I like Aquafina. Okay.
You only drink Fiji?
Yeah, but...
Today was Dasani's week?
Because my friend brought
it. Yeah, like a custody battle. Like, oh, this is my week to spend time with Dasani.
No, you always see me with my Fiji, my big Fiji.
Hey, I drink my water.
I can only go by what I see right now.
I save the fucking planet.
But I don't mind it. I don't mind drinking this. I like Fiji because they have a bigger bottle.
You don't know it yet, but you'll find out later.
Wait, hold on. Where did you read this that has parasites?
I know.
You can Google it.
You're here to scare us.
You can Google Dasani water. Is it good for you or not?
Okay.
Drink it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, tell me. So tell
Your
me
stomach
about...
fall out next week. You be like... be like, she can't be on the show because she shit herself again. But she okay, though. But she healthy, though. She healthy.
Ruby, she shitted herself.
Yeah. Ruby can't be here today, but the Dasani water bottle will be here.
Didn't you have diarrhea for like a week?
Yeah, for a year.
For a year?
Yeah, but now that's controlled.
But that's
how the
not
fuck
normal.
You had diabetes? I'm like, a diarrhea for a year.
I had, yes, I did.
That's not normal.
Are you trying to pick something? Hold on.
That, no, for real. She had to go to Mexico to a brujo.
No,
a shaman.
No, brujo, tu madre.
To help her ass.
No, I went to the doctor. I had a biopsy and all the crap done.
Because you were shitting for a year? I mean,
yes.
But it was like, were you shitting like more than what you normally shit?
Like 6 times a day.
What the fuck was you eating?
No, nothing. Oh my God. I can't believe we're having this conversation.
She must have ate a bossa nova like real late one night.
Hold on. Check this out, you guys. We just Googled it. Here goes a short answer because the long answer is too long. Many might be under the impression Dasani consists of pure water. In reality, Dasani is tap water.
Ew. Don't tell me that.
No, you gonna, cause you gonna drink that damn bottle of water. That shit, $4.
Some of which can cause unwanted side effects.
Mm. Look at you shitting all over the place.
That's not the only thing I drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Go home and bleach your asshole because you destroyed. Ripped it out of proportion.
Oh, possible short-term side effects, diarrhea.
Boom!
Muscle weakness and nausea.
Muscle weakness is not to be able to hold your asshole closed and keep the diarrhea in. Look at you. You want some more Dasani water? Dasani is Italian for diarrhea. Did you know that? Huh? When you wake up in the middle of the night and your ass bleeding, you be like, oh, goddamn you, Coca-Cola, Dasani. Chica, where's my fucking my Fiji water? That doesn't do anything to me.
Marandio, you are.
I read.
So you travel and do stand up too.
I travel and I do stand up. I'm 40 years old. I started stand up when I was 15. Yep.
When did you realize you were funny?
When I was able to get out of trouble by telling jokes.
With the principal, with
mom,
your teachers?
Anybody? I think I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed comedy when I was able to make my mom laugh. Making my mom laugh.
Do you make your girlfriends laugh?
Nah, they don't find me funny.
They don't?
I mean, because I'm an asshole.
But women Women love assholes.
No, we don't.
No, you
don't.
Do. You do.
Ruby does,
you do.
But I don't.
You do.
Okay. Why do you think women
like assholes?
Women like assholes
because you think you can change a man and you can't.
That is
change
true.
A man. A man has to want to change for you. There's nothing you can do. Your stuff could glow in the dark. He'll be like, man.
You're so negative.
I'm positive, Pat.
No, you're dropping gems,
I'm being honest. I'm
really?
Honest.
Okay, so how come people that make you laugh don't laugh?
What?
You're
what
not you? Laughing. Like, when you're telling a joke, you don't laugh.
I don't laugh.
Why?
I've told a joke like fucking 500 times. That shit don't move me no more. I just know, I got know the joke. I know what to do. I know my cadence. I know my delivery.
How can
I know
we make you laugh? How do you laugh?
I'm. You know how you gonna make me laugh? When your ass on Snapchat talking about my stomach is tearing my ass up right now. Hey, you put under the captions, damn you, Dasani. I'm gonna be at home dying laughing. I might shit on myself laughing at you.
Okay,
that's called osmosis.
Osmosis to the mox, man. Okay, so check it out. So according to Ms. J-Lo, men in their 20s are very confident and cocky, mm-hmm. and women are super insecure.
True.
And then it flips. Men get super insecure and women get comfortable in their own skin in a way that makes them more beautiful.
Are we going to be friends after I say this?
Yes. Mira, we speak the truth here.
Men, here's the thing.
What are your thoughts about that?
Here's the thing. Men, younger men, don't know that they need to have shit to get women. You know what I mean? You gotta realize that as you get older, you realize, I'm 40 years old. I can't just offer a woman dick anymore. Like, I can't say, yo, would you like some dick? And she'd be like, what else?
Yeah.
I'm like, and this trip to the Bahamas. She's like, oh, okay, that's travel dick. I like travel dick. I don't like stationary
travel
dick.
Travel dick?
Yeah. I don't want regular Glendale dick. I can get that from anywhere. But now dick is going places. I'm going to go where dick is going.
I want that traveling dick. Yeah.
But also, you have to realize, men get older, they offer things because they know that their dick ain't what it used to be when they were younger. Your 45-year-old dick is not that 25-year-old fighter that you used to have.
Like, how does the older dick change?
It ain't
las ganas, I would say, right? Like, you don't crave it
as aggier. You ain't craving it. You ain't destroying nothing like you used to when you were 25.
Really?
You're not. Don't look disappointed. It's gonna happen to you. You're gonna be disappointed a lot.
Yeah, you're gonna be
because your expectations is too high. Your face right now is like, oh no, but I've heard, oh, Yeah, it's going to happen.
This is why, my friends, you guys got to eat right. You know, vegetables
I eat
and
right.
shit to keep your shit going, pumping healthy.
A lot of it has to do with your diet.
A lot of it has to
you
do with your
saying?
Diet.
You know what I'm saying? And your blood flow or whatever.
And
but also
and the
at the
water
same
you drink.
But at the same time, as you get older, men are hunters. That's what we do. That's what the fuck men do. Men hunt.
Yeah.
And if we can't hunt, we don't know what to do. We're lost.
Yeah.
You ever date a guy, he's just sitting in the room, just gazing off into space?
No.
Well, you will.
Why?
Because he's going to be like, fuck, I want to go hunt, but I can't hunt.
Why can a man not hunt?
Because dating is like hide and go seek. I can't keep finding you every day. I found you yesterday. You was hiding behind the couch. I found you. Do I have to pretend again to find you again today?
Like conquista.
So once you give it up, it's done.
And then giving up, it's like, once you marry, it's like you're married in a relationship. You know nobody's going anywhere. It's just...
So it doesn't have to do anything with sex.
It does a lot. It's variety. We don't need Viagra. We need variety.
But so, you could get variety with the same woman if you want.
How?
Yeah, you
different,
could...
Different...
You could role play. You could do stuff.
Don't do this. This is making my stomach hurt. Y'all... It's not
Hold
believable.
On. Maranzio, so you don't believe in the concept of marriage then? If you're saying you need variety, that means you don't believe in the concept of marriage.
I don't think marriage is realistic.
I'm right there with you. This is why I'm not married.
I don't think marriage is real.
I'm not.
It's not human. It's not. First of all, it's paperwork.
Animals.
It's paperwork involved. Because you're trying to tell me that if you and I get married tomorrow, I love you more tomorrow than I did today?
No.
It doesn't change anything.
No.
It's just a contractual agreement.
Yeah, it's like a lease.
My commitment to you...
At least for 5 years.
My commitment to you should be just me saying, look, I'm going to be with you. But the paperwork to get involved is what makes things cloudy. I don't know how old you are, but here's why men don't like to get married. Because it mortalizes us. We don't think we're going to die. Men don't think they're going to die. We just think we're going to live forever. We don't go to doctors. We just fucking... I'm good. He's all asking.
Antonio's different.
Okay, what you want to ask?
Anthony, hold on. How old are you, first of all?
I'm 48.
He's 48. So he knows.
But Anthony don't got time for games. Like, he is a man that knows what he wants.
But he's older now.
Yeah. So, okay.
He's going through it.
Does your little Peter function the way he used to when you were 25?
Absolutely.
You see? He's saying.
But he's a fucking Marine.
He's not a Marine.
I'm an ex-Marine.
What the fuck?
What does that have to do with the way you
Because he worked out. He still works out. He's in shape. Yeah. He's a 48-year-old black man in shape right now.
You are in shape.
That is true.
He would knuckle somebody up right now.
How did you know he was a Marine?
Because I talked to the person y'all work with.
Right.
Y'all didn't get to know this nigga. He's just like, y'all didn't ever ask me about me. Motherfucker, Kansas City Royals fan. He's a fucking ex-Marine.
They didn't even know what KC stood
Kansas
for
Kansas City? Y'all thought it keep clean or some shit, didn't you?
then Ruby said, oh, you were born and raised in Kansas City? I was like, yeah.
Where was I born and raised?
Mexico.
Where?
Guadalajara.
Oh, see, sorry.
Oh, somebody paying attention to you, huh? Yeah. And you gonna watch your Snapchat later when you shit yourself to death.
No, but so let's talk about these 20. So do you feel right now, Maranzio, that you're 40? Do you feel good? Because women, I feel like a lot of women we come across, like the 20s are great, 30s are even better, but I'm not even halfway through 30. But when people are like, oh my God, wait till you turn 40, Roxy. That's when life really begins as a woman.
You don't care anymore.
Women feel like the older they get, the better they get. Do men go through that too? Like,
do men
or you feel like you're on the decline?
You know what it? Oh my God, Josh. y'all have to tell yourself that.
What?
That, oh, I'm getting better with age. But we know that's not
true.
It's not.
For me,
you probably wiser, but gravity kicks in. It takes a little more work to get, you know, the features and everything. It's work.
For real.
Older men, we just get distinguished and gray hairs. And if you take care of yourself, you can still be a sexy motherfucker at 60, 70.
And women can? That's what you're saying?
How many people really like, oh, God, I got a poster of Meryl Streep hanging on my wall?
Hey, no, but seriously. I got one on.
Nobody got with a mouth cut out talking about, oh, my God, I got Meryl Streep on my wall. I can't wait to go home and watch The Devil Wears Prada. Prada.
Cindy Crawford looks amazing.
She does, but she
Jennifer Lopez looks amazing.
These are anomalies. You can't just throw it up. I'm talking about a regular woman
regular
at work.
Regular women, yeah. That
when you got when you first of all, if you got money, you can do whatever you need to do to make sure you stay. Wait, you want to say something?
No. He's giving us a countdown.
Oh shit! I'm like, motherfucker, trying to look. Y'all left me out, bitch. I was talking.
So we're talking about men and women. Like, so you at 40, how do you feel? Do you feel amazing?
I got dignity.
Dignity?
Yep. I respect my dignity. Yep.
At 40, and that you would say 30, 20, you didn't?
Because you just throw it away. You're like, it's dick, blah, 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 blah. Everybody won't. I'm just give it away. So now I'm selective. I'm like,
what do you think is the best age for men and women?
Men? Now? Like now until I die, I'm good.
Of course, that's what you have to keep telling yourself.
No, I don't.
You're selective with your vagina that you
I'm selective with my dick.
With?
Yes, I'm selective with my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand why women, it's like I do a joke where I understand why women ask for stuff as they get older.
Why?
Because you gave it away so much when you were younger that by the time someone got a hold of you and said, yo, girl, it's actually worth something. But by the time they tell you, it ain't worth nothing. Like, you lost the value. Pussy loses value.
Why?
Because I wish you guys could see Ruby's face. Because, she's like so fucking confused. Like, what?
You're baffled. Like, we're going to learn a lot today. So,
Pussy loses value. That's a shirt.
Crazy.
It is, because it's like a car. Once you take a car off the lot, it's no longer a new car.
That's so true. It devalues.
It devalues. And a lot of y'all have had a lot of previous owners, but you still try to get sticker price value from the moment you came off the lot.
It depends how that pussy was used.
It don't matter. Y'all got products to put in like the air freshener inside and clean it up. You do. There's no product for men to make their dick look new. There's no cream you can put on your dick to make it look like a 20-year-old dick.
I'm really confused. How does old penis look? Because
you'll find out. You'll find out. Look, let life not work out for you and rent get due one day. You'll be like, ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go out here and date Clarence tonight. That's an old man named Clarence.
Okay. This is such a good...
You are horrified right now. Are you okay?
Ruby, are you okay?
Side effects of Dasani is not being able to take the truth.
Oh, my gosh. Coming back, va continuar la conversación with Morandio. You are hilarious, man. And we're going to be talking about the 5 real reasons why relationships fail.
There we go.
Okay?
Okay.
It's about to get...
You going
to
be with us?
Juicier.
Ruby looks shocked as fuck right now. She like, this is not what I wanted to do today. I was going to go in and... drink some Dasani water, go home and shit, and that'd be the day.
We're coming right back, you guys.
But now her stomach hurt for real.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, this is Rosa Acosta, and you're listening to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby on CBS Play.it.
Y regresamos with our boy Morandio. That's a unique name, bro.
It's a Sicilian.
Sicilian. He's a
black.
He stars on Lopez opposite George Lopez on TV Land. So it's Sicilian, so you're half Italian?
Nah, my mom.
You just made that shit up.
My mom like Godfather, so.
Really?
Yeah, she's a huge Godfather fan.
Really?
Who isn't?
Have you seen all 3?
Of course, I have them.
Don't act like that. Don't be like, oh, I've seen it all.
I love them.
You didn't even know when your sexual peak was. I had to tell you when your body. I had to let you know when your body's going to betray you.
We were talking about our sexual peak off the air. How do you know when a woman's sexual? It's 33, right?
It's 32, 33. It kicks in.
What do you mean betray me? What do you mean betray me? Like, in what way?
Because your body, your pussy. Oh, I'm sorry.
You could say that.
Your pussy and your heart are going to do battle.
Oh.
Well, your pussy going to be like, girl, let's go get some dick. And your heart going to be like, no, let's wait for love. And your pussy going to be like,
you always battle
girl.
With that, huh? Yes. Huh, Ruby? Because Ruby's very...
Your pussy going to be laying in bed and they like hotter than fish grease. You're going to be like, oh, my God, what are we doing? And your heart's going to be like, let's just stay at home and read a book and drink some wine.
Yeah.
And your pussy like, bitch, I can't read. What the fuck are you talking about? Let's go get some damn dick. It's right around the corner. I know how to pick it up and bring it home. It is. Anytime you go out to a bar and you ask a guy to buy you a drink or something like that, you go to a restaurant or whatever.
I can't do that.
But if you do, it's not... It's not you doing it. It's your pussy saying, look, help me get the heart drunk so we can get the fuck out of here.
But Ruby's this- like you. She's very non-impressed by people. She's like you in that way. Like okay. It's like nobody impresses her. That's why she hasn't connected with somebody.
Well, she's bougie
in 3 years.
Also. She's a little bougie.
She's a little bougie?
She's a little bougie.
Why am I
Who's
bougie?
Bougier, me or Ruby? Ruby or me?
You thugged out. You like... You just said put something in your mouth. Like you just said it like that.
No, I'm talking about
She
that.
Was talking about some candy she wanted in her mouth, but the way she said it was just fucking like
that's cause
I need to put that in my mouth now. Where is it?
I'm thugged out.
You thugged the fuck out. Like you like you fuck with a gun under your pillow.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. A man
like
never,
in case some shit get out of control, you like pull it out.
A man's never cheated on me. That way, that I know of.
That you know,
wait,
of.
Hey, ojos que no ven, corazón que no siente. You know what I mean?
You gotta like, put some subtitles under you. If you ojos,
how
like
do you
that.
Say that in English? What you won't see won't hurt you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, not that I, you know, has some guys get caught, but right.
Do you get detective on them? Do you get private detective on them? Like, do you stalk them? That's why you haven't found
out. I'm not really that girl that looks through your phone. It's like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it with me or without me.
But see, here's the thing. You have a I don't give a shit attitude. Because you also carry yourself like, bitch, I'm fly. If you fuck around on me, then you stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just me.
Yeah, no. I'm just I get it, but that's the aura.
Yeah, my aura. That's
your aura is like, yo, I'm too dope for you to cheat on, so I ain't worried about it. And if you do, you're dumb.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, you see what I mean? Candy.
What the fuck is this?
That's from Mexico.
Okay.
This is a guava roll with cajeta inside. Cajeta is like hazelnut caramel with walnuts.
Okay.
This is an orgasm in your mouth. You ready?
No. We're going to finish talking.
Okay. So check it out. So I don't know if you heard, but Kim Kardashian, she's celebrating the 10-year anniversary of her sex tape with Ray J.
How do you know that?
Did you ever watch it?
I follow whores. I'm going to say what now?
You follow whores?
Yeah.
Are you following me?
You ain't had sex in 3 years. How you gonna be a whore? Your shit might close back up on you. You better put your thumb in there tonight when you go home and make sure it's still working.
So, no, this tape made Kim Kardashian very, very rich. It's super.
You understand how this world works? You understand how this world is? You see how crazy this world is? We have to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians for the past, 10 years, right?
Oh, my God, that's
It's
true.
Been 10 years.
It's been 10 years.
Of bullshit. Bullshit.
And it's like their number one rated show.
10 years. We've seen every one of them change, just metamorph into something else. Fucking father became a woman.
That's crazy.
Fucking Chloe went from looking like Lamar to a woman.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
If you had the money to soup yourself up, yes.
Ruby, but they have the money to do it.
If you go look at the original photos of these girls, they look like regular chicks that work in Glendale. Regular.
Yeah, they did.
Most Armenian women are hairy. They have no hair. They like bald Ewoks.
They lasered everything off.
It's gone.
Speaking
Kim's
of hair,
nose been done. Fucking they got ass injections. Fucking
nose? No.
Kendall?
Who did
her? Kim.
All of them had done something.
That's not Chloe's real nose. That's her nose now because she got the receipt for it, but that ain't her original. This is Michael Jackson shit. She don't want some Michael Jackson shit.
So they're saying that, their sources are saying that she's racked in about $100 million since the release of the tape.
Mm-hmm. Just from the tape or from everything?
Just everything.
Just the tape.
The tape made $100 million?
Now she's coming out with like the Kimoji. She has floaties for the pool that are like selling
for $98.
People are buying these things off of her Kimoji app. $98 for a fucking floaty.
So yeah, I don't want to ass at everybody's head.
How do you think Kanye feels do you think he cares at
He's
this
done.
Point?
He's stupid.
But like, you know.
Would you care?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Why do you think
I'm
Kanye
not gonna fuck
care?
Somebody that Ray J fuck.
Why? Do you?
Because it's Ray J. It's Brandy's brother. We don't even say Ray J. It's Brandy's brother. My best friend video. Dancing. What has Ray J done? You be like, yo, he really belong in this society. Come on. I'm waiting.
I mean,
shit, today, Ruby? Nothing.
No, I mean, he's more relevant because Kim has made him more. He's relevant because, not even you because of Brandy's sis brother. Kim keeps him relevant.
So does Ray J have more power than we're willing to acknowledge? Because Ray J got the shitty end of the deal.
Yeah, he did.
And the whole deal. And he was like a K-list celebrity at the time when he did this. Like
K? K. Said K. Not
like,
even B.
He wasn't even, he was like at the bottom of the barrel. And it was the worst sex tape I've ever seen in my
Why?
Life.
Why?
because she's pretty. She's like, I'm going to just lay here and just take the abuse. And Ray J, like, and Ray J really think he's sexy. Like, he really
thinks really sexy.
Like, Ray J loved Ray J like Kanye loved Kanye.
Really? So she likes that type.
I don't know if she like it, but why not? First of all, the Kardashians are like the KKK. They don't do nothing but kill black men.
They kill black men and they transform white men.
Transform white men. Kill black men and transform white men.
Really?
You don't watch TV? What the fuck? What are you doing? Do you go back to Mexico every day? The fuck are you talking about? It's a TV show where we watch a family of women who ride the back of a sister that was on her back for a video. And the mother extorted her. Like, social services should be beating the shit out of Kris Jenner.
Hey, but you know, that's...
This bitch rolled her daughter's... This bitch came to fame off her daughter's pussy.
Yep.
That's what
I heard that it was her behind the idea of releasing the
tape. Yes!
Like, yeah. It was
the rumor is the kid, Kris was like, put that out.
It was strategic.
What kind of mother's like, yo, bitch, you need to pull your weight, get out there on that stroll, and make a video with Ray J?
And the fact that
they
actually
look at them now. They got credit cards, they got TV shows, they got clothes, they got apps. They took Kanye from us.
And are you ready? They took Kanye from us.
They took Kanye from us.
We had
Kanye used to be a backpack rapper. Like, lead the generation of backpack rappers out of the fucking Nazareth.
Yep.
And now?
Remember
crazy
when
ass dog shit. He like a villain off of Meteor Man. His fucking hair is blonde. Why the fuck is his hair blonde?
Yeah,
he hanging out with Trump? He ain't put a good album out in fucking 5 years. It's a rap. He calling Jay out. He calling Beyonce. He went after Beyonce. You don't go after the Beehive.
Yeah, you don't go after Beyonce.
When did celebrities have minions and henchmen? When do we get to this point?
So I take it you're not a Kanye fan no more.
Gaga got monsters. Justin Bieber got believers, whatever.
Believers.
What the fuck ever.
What
Rihanna
do you have?
Got me. I don't need. What the fuck am I? It's not like a villain if I got like, oh, my bees is coming to get you.
And everybody thinks it's like so cool to have some kind of army. Like, can't you stand alone?
No, you can't.
We can. Give me a high five on that.
Fuck
off. Eat your candy. Eat your candy. No, well, just when we thought we haven't had enough of the Kardashians.
They got a spinoff show.
They just announced that 19-year-old Kylie is getting her own spinoff series called The Life of Kylie.
Yep.
So if you want to find out.
Start off
what
with
it,
that Pepsi ad that she just fucking tried to do.
The Pepsi ad?
No, that's Kendall.
Oh, that was Kendall? I don't know.
You know what, Kendall? Like. Kendall, I mean, listen.
Uh-oh.
Kendall is actually a model, you know? And yeah. I think that she kind of, in a way, tries to not disassociate herself, but she wants to be known as, like, I'm a model. She does all the runway, like, legit, you know? Like, parece que es la hermana that hasn't had that much work done on her face.
Did you see that Pepsi commercial?
No, I didn't.
You saw it?
No, but I've read.
So, basically, the commercial was... Wasn't it Kendall?
Is it Kendall or Kylie? I haven't seen
Kendall.
It. Kendall, the model.
She walks out of a building, and it's like a protest going on. Police is on one side, people on the other side. No black people. So I don't
no
know.
No black people?
It was like maybe one or two black people, but it was supposed to be like, it's supposed to be Black Lives Matter versus police, but it was like Neapolitan Lives Matter versus police. And Kendall walks out, and she like looked like she ain't never been around people before, black people, anybody. She just walks out like, hey, how's everybody doing? Let me get this Pepsi. And she grabs a Pepsi. Why is there a Pepsi at a fucking riot? I don't know. Like, they just cater riots. Like, oh, Pepsi is a proud sponsor of Black Lives Matter. She went and got a fucking Pepsi and walked it over to a police officer that wasn't even white. Just a fucking... Some Mexican guy or man or something.
What's wrong with Mexicans?
Nothing, but that ain't the ones that's shooting black people.
Oh, true.
And he just handed him a Pepsi, and everybody like, all right, go home. We good. No. We were going to shoot a bunch of niggas, but we got Pepsi now. We're good. You trying to tell me if I get pulled by the police and I hand a cop a fucking Pepsi, like, nigga, I was going to kill you. Because you gave me caffeine free Pepsi. Go
it's
on.
All good.
Go on.
It's all good.
That was the whole antithesis of that fucking campaign. Her walking out, handing them a soda. She probably didn't even talk to the people on the set. She like, can y'all not talk to me? I just want to hand this guy this soda. I'm going to go back home. That is it. and they pulled the ad.
So they pulled it? Why did they pull it?
Because everybody, Twitter is malicious. And yeah. they ripped her. She had one asshole.
What was the objection?
She got two.
What was the objection? I mean,
because it was just pandering. It wasn't soulful. It wasn't heartfelt. Plus, it was like late as fuck. Why you doing a riot commercial now? Like, please, they didn't really kill that many of us this year. It's only April. Don't give up on them. But they haven't killed enough black people this year yet for us to really be like, oh, y'all doing it again. Like, maybe one or two. We having a good year right now. Police be like, you know what? We killed like 400 of them last year. We good. But they got out of hand. Y'all know what to do, right? They ain't killed that many this year. But the Pepsi ad was so late with them doing it. It's almost like, make cops like, oh, yeah, we ain't shot nobody in a while. Let's go shoot them. And they try to hand us a Pepsi.
But you know what? I'm sure Kendall got paid for that. Even if they pulled the commercial, I'm sure the mom made sure that they got paid for that. I mean, look, sea como sea, I mean, I know what you were saying about Kris Jenner, but I think that's every parent's goal is to set their kids up to succeed. Because if Kris Jenner were to die tomorrow.
No, my mom would.
Kim is the only one that she pimped out like that.
But they're riding her success.
They're riding her success. But I mean, all her kids are set up for success. All of them. I mean, they're little moguls. So this show's going to be showing how Kylie does it with her makeup line. And I mean,
Are they that interesting? No. Are they that interesting?
No.
I like Chloe.
I think a reality show with me and my mom.
They go down in history as the most
talked about family,
talentless group of people.
Talentless, true.
What do they do though? I'm being serious. What is their Barbara Walters asked them? What do you do?
I know, I saw that.
What do you fucking do?
And what was their response? I don't remember.
that face
is like just keep smiling because the PR person that guess didn't prep them fast enough. Like smile, bitch. Put some more Vaseline on the teeth because the fucking teeth need to shine. Cause. I'm just saying, what is their talent other than working
being
for the
beautiful
government to kill black men?
Well, you know what? I remember hearing
it's
an
the
interview
KKK,
with
Chloe, Courtney, and Kim.
No, and I remember hearing an interview one time with Kanye when they asked him, "What does your wife do?" And he had a very eloquent response because, you know, Kanye is smart.
He
probably prepped himself. He probably didn't even need a PR person to prep him, but he's like, "Listen, my wife can throw on an outfit and it could trend worldwide within seconds."
Right.
And it is a talent. But the way he said it, he was like, it is a talent to be as beautiful and to maintain your beauty to a certain level. Like the way he broke it down. But I'm just saying, he tried to make it seem
like a scholar answer.
Yeah. Totally.
Because he didn't want to say, look, I married a whore.
Can you imagine?
He said in his video, he said in a song, he was like, my wife is famous off her own home movie.
He did say that in a
song.
That's
in a
song. What song was that? I don't remember, but I remember
one of his old good ones.
Yep, I remember.
Because that Life of Pablo is shit.
I wonder what his mom would think of his life now.
Sorry, Yeezy. Your shoes look like fucking some shit from Django.
Okay, so check
this
out.
His clothing line look like extra shit from fucking Django.
Okay, so real quick, oh my God, time is flying with you on the show, Moranzio. No, it's okay. So check this out. Reasons why a big... Is that your stomach? Was that your stomach?
No, that was the Sonny Ward about to make his motherfucking grand entrance.
Okay, we're going to close it with this.
She about to shit on
because you are a black man, and we've heard that black men are packing and blessed down there. Because Ruby and I have never hooked up with a black man, believe it or not.
Well, Ruby ain't fucked nobody in 3 years, though.
Yeah. So reasons why a big anaconda is not that great sometimes, right? Reason number one, no backdoor action unless you're Superwoman. Ruby, you wrote this shit.
Who wrote this shit?
Ruby, all her shit is always sexual. I'm like,
What
the fuck? Is this on this paper? What the fuck?
Yeah, no, right here. I was reading it.
Reasons why a big anaconda, is anaconda supposed to be like
penis,
dick? Really?
Yeah.
Anaconda?
Yeah. So
was you watching the movie?
Yeah.
At the same time, you was making this shit list.
I do my research with different articles. And
no backdoor action.
One, yeah, I found that one on Latina Magazine.
Okay, so basically saying no anal.
No anal, yeah, because it's harder because you have a big penis. Obviously,
No regular condoms fit. Okay.
Is that true?
What?
That no regular condoms fit?
Well, we don't know.
I'm struggling right now. I got a tailor right now that makes my condoms.
Oh, God.
So fuck.
I'm like trying
so,
to look.
Okay,
like,
so when they pull a condom.
Está dormido el cabrón.
I heard you.
When they pull a condom, by the size and brand, like by the brand, do you know if it has a big one or a small one? Like,
well, the box says large, extra large, and you're going to kill somebody.
Oh, God. No, it doesn't.
That's what my guy puts
no,
on my
but
box.
Listen, for reals, on the real, Moranzio.
Present.
Do you consider yourself to be a blessed man in that area?
I think for my size and height, I believe I cause enough trouble.
Okay, perfect. So do you find these to be true? Since you are perfectly
blessed? First of all, I've never addressed my dick as anaconda. I've never walked around here. Who trying to get some trouble tonight with this motherfucking black anaconda, huh? Who want me to shift they fucking vertebrae tonight, huh? Huh? This is what happened when you don't have sex for 3 years. You come up with these elaborate ass stories like, oh, watch this missile blow up my shit. About to make my pussy like 9/11 and yeah, boom, never forget.
That's actually the third one. Some women won't hook up with guys with big junk because they're scared their vagina's gonna get loose.
Really?
Did they
fucking
get loose?
Baby pops out of your shit. You really think a dude? First of all, this whole notion that some guy's murdering your pussy is completely wrong. Second of all, the average man dick that goes straight forward don't do shit for you. You work better with a curve.
So crooked dicks are in style? Is that what you're saying?
When the last time you had fucking sex? What's going on? Do y'all not fuck?
No.
Not
hold on.
Not with a crooked
but
one?
No,
is
listen.
Is yours crooked or what are you trying to tell?
I've seen a crooked dick and that is not cute. But
I ain't
you know
talking
what?
About the shit that go
you,
around the corner that poked the other man in the ass.
You climax better because it's like hitting, you know, the spot.
Yes. The curve works.
It has like a little hook
yeah,
or something
hook.
Like that.
A man with a hook dick is better.
A hook?
Yeah.
All right, mitos o realidad?
How como que? Como Garfield?
Como, no,
like
como
the pirate
un pene?
From Peter
you
Pan?
Sound confused in English and in Spanish. What the fuck?
Ruby, como un pene chueco is what he's trying to say. Es mejor que un pene straight.
What she just said.
Yo nunca he visto
like
un pene chueco.
Como así, un poquito. Right. She says she's never seen a crooked dick.
Well, there's a lot she ain't done and seen. She ain't seen good water either. That's why her fucking stomach was tore up fucking the whole year.
Okay, so check this out. Is this a myth or the truth?
What?
Big penises stop working faster because of the pumping blood a big penis needs to get an erection.
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
So is that a myth?
You just made that up. She just made that up.
No.
Ruby, we caught you.
Wait, did you read that somewhere?
Yeah.
Where?
On an article on Latina Magazine. She just said it.
Who wrote this article?
We don't know the writer.
You need to talk to the bitch that wrote this article. Look, everything you made up is me and you. I guess we both ain't fucking because we making up stories.
Oh my gosh. Moranzio, you've been a trip, hilariously amazing on our show. Thank you for stopping by. Where can people see the show? On TV Land, right?
TV Land, Wednesday nights, 10:30. Me, George Lopez, and the cast, the great people. We had great writers, had a great season. I have fun. I get to play myself, so it's not
You
real.
Get to play yourself? You're Moranzio?
I play Moranzio on the show.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
That is so dope. You see, I could act if somebody let me play me.
But you think so?
No, I can't because it's
you
like...
You think so?
Well, I did it once on one movie, and I did pretty good.
Okay.
But I think that... Why are you putting it in your mouth like that? So is it difficult for you to play yourself?
No, but I try not to be... exactly who I am in real life just so there's a difference. So
yeah.
When people meet me, because some people are like, oh my God, you on the show, Lopez. What's your real name? I'm like, Moranzio. That's not your name. That's your name on the show. No.
That's my real name.
That's my name. I mean, it's a luxury to be able to play yourself.
Yeah, but how did that happen for you?
Because the original character's name was Gerard, and I don't like fucking Gerard.
Gerard?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't look like a Gerard.
People call me Gerard. Plus, there's already a comedian who has a show named that goes by the name of Gerard on TV. So I was like, you're not about to have two black guys on the sitcom, two different shows named Gerard. Like, it sounds like there's no creativity in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
So
okay, so where can people find you on social media?
Moranzio,
or do you like
Vance,
social media?
I mean...
Uh-oh. What?
Why are you looking at your publicist like
because
that?
Because she get on me because I don't like to tweet. I'm not a tweeter. I'm not a grammar or whatever, Instagrammer. I think I've Snapchat four times in 3 years.
I can't stand following people like you.
Do you follow people?
Because Snapchatting is all about storytelling.
I follow photographers. I like photography. I follow people that inspire me. I don't follow people because they had a blue check and they fucking ass and titties it out.
You do.
You're one of the few men, because most men do.
First of all, if you're listening, you're not a model if you're just on Instagram. I'm an Instagram model. That sounds like...
Have you ever had a girl tell you that? I'm an Instagram model in real life when you go on a date with her?
Yeah, they've tried to finish the conversation, but I walk off before you can get all that out, because I don't know what the fuck you about to say. I'm an Instagram.
Are you like, bye, Felicia, before she's done?
It just sounds bye, stupid. Philippa. That's like someone saying, I'm a YouTube star.
Hey, there are YouTube stars.
I get it, but it's just...
That are living large.
It just sounds weird.
We're in a new age, bro. You're 40. These new millennials are like 15, 18.
Fuck, millennials.
Shut up. I'm a millennial.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm a millennial.
Yes, I am,
honey.
You're
a millennial.
Oh, maybe I'm on the border.
Where are you?
I am like, what do you mean? What am I?
Yeah, you're 80.
Okay, you know what?
I'm you're a like, and that's where we ended, folks, in this motherfucker. Yeah.
I love your fucking realness, Maranzio, for real. Say what's up to George Lopez for us.
I will.
Okay.
And can we set some goals for Ruby?
Yes, set some goals for Ruby before we log off the show.
We're going to drink clean water.
Clean water.
We're going to stop drinking this Dasani shit. You shouldn't even finish that bottle unless...
she stopped drinking it.
Unless it has some sentimental value to you. You're like, my uncle gave me this before he passed. I'm going to drink it or something like that. But you don't need to drink that shit.
Okay,
no more. We get it.
What other goals?
You can't do any more sex articles until you have sex. No. You really can't, because it's more like frustrated, like, oh... I'm scared of anaconda dick. I want some, but I'm so scared of anaconda dick. I heard your back will bleed if you get in there. It's all this crazy shit. Just stop.
Okay.
Just stop. Stop watching Pornhub.
I don't watch porn.
You watch porn.
I don't watch porn.
Your cookie history on your computer or your phone right now got more dirt in it than fucking the desert. I promise you. You have watched something.
God.
Right?
No.
Come on.
I have seen it, obviously, but it's not something I watch.
You know what? My grandmother said, a lie don't care who tell it.
Okay.
Maranzio's like serious.
What's
delivering these goals.
You gotta have... It ain't a peer pressure, but you should probably entertain some type of sexual activity.
Okay.
Like, before the year's out.
You think you're gonna have sex before the year's up?
Yeah,
and don't do this whole, like, I think he's just gonna hit it and quit it. Everybody's gonna hit it and quit it eventually. But
I told you! Ruby can't be with someone unless they're like in a solid, committed relationship.
Well, you.
She's not that kind of girl.
Oh, well. All right, well, guess the next time I come up here, you'll be still fucking...
A virgin.
4 years virgin.
Oh, my God, Ruby, we love you.
Just put your pussy on eBay and sell it. Because you ain't going to use it. You ain't going to use it. It's no good to you.
No. Your dad will see that and he'll kill you. Hell no. Mi madres.
Your dad will see your pussy on eBay?
No.
Oh, my God. No.
What?
Her dad is like super strict.
Where is he?
Mexico.
How you gonna get over here? You go back?
I go back all the time.
Why?
I just got back.
For no, what? Just to visit.
To visit. Oh, no, I'm not gonna move there.
No, don't.
No.
You got out.
No, she was born here. You are crazy, Maranzio.
You escaped. Why would you go back? Motherfuckers that leave Detroit don't go back to Detroit.
Detroit is cold as hell.
Well, you told me that you're not going back home because they were polite.
I'm from North Carolina. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a extreme polite racism.
What is that?
Meaning that they don't like you, but they will, like, white people don't like you, but they'll hold the door open for you. But there's an undertone.
Yeah.
You can be like, I'm holding the door for you, nigga. And then, like, have a nice day.
Really?
Yes.
That's an undertone? Really?
He's from South Carolina. Anthony from South Carolina. It's polite racism. It's polite. Like, they don't like you, but manners is more important than racism in the South.
Oh, wow.
So they will hold the door open for you, but then they'll say something about you after you walk through the door.
Oh, man.
I just said it. No. You're welcome, nigger.
No, they don't say that.
What?
They'll verbalize that? They'll verbalize
it? Well, they'll wave their Confederate flags.
Yeah. You got Confederate flags. You got cross burning.
Stickers. You know where they stand.
I like living in California because California doesn't have any symbolism of slavery at all. There's no plantation houses, no cotton fields. They can't really burn crosses in people's yards because of wildfires, and you can't spray water on us because we always got a fucking drought. And you can't hang black people because it's palm trees. The limbs aren't strong enough.
They're not strong enough. I know.
Y'all get frustrated. Like, fuck that shit. Let them live. We just won't put them in movies.
I'm gonna talk to your PR about when you're gonna be doing stand up in LA because I definitely gotta go see you live.
Y'all should come out.
Yes.
You should definitely come out. You need a lesson.
It's good for the soul. And we'll sit right in the front so he could cap on us all night.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Don't do that.
I don't care. I can handle it.
Because you got a big.
I'll take my gun.
Even when you're not talking. Your personality is still big. Like you probably sleep loud. Like you just
no,
loud.
I don't actually. I don't snore
loud, at all. But I think you talk. And I
do
good.
I do sleep.
Like
talk.
When you sleep, you be like, "Ain't I sleeping good? Ain't I sleeping good? Mira, ain't I sleeping good?
Mira."
Like just loud for no reason in her fucking sleep. Huh? Did I sleeping good? Huh? Who's watching me sleep?
Gosh.
Ruby, get this on camera. No, bitch, I'm doing it. I'm snoring and everything. Look at me, I'm getting good sleep.
Oh, my gosh. You're fucking hilarious,
It's an
dude.
Event. Everything you do is an event. I don't give a fuck what
everything
you say.
Everything I do is an event.
I'm about to make a sandwich. Who wants to watch me make this fucking sandwich? Huh? Huh? Watch me. Peanut butter first this time, then jelly. Bitches better start watching me. Game recognized game, all right? All right?
That's why I have a YouTube channel. Mm. Watch me cook all day, motherfucker.
Watch this. Man. Top ramen, bitches. Enchiladas, top ramen.
Oh, my God. It's Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. We'll see you guys next week, okay? Oh, my God. Maranzio.
Thank you.
We love you, bro. All
right.
You are fucking hilarious.
Appreciate it.
Chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.